The video aftermath. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Protests continuing in Memphis, Tennessee Saturday following the official release of body cam and surveillance video, which shows five police officers fatally beating Tyre Nichols. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Memphis with more.
That tape on the internet about 1 hour long. It details what happened to Tyre Nichols on January 7th. First a traffic stop, an initial beating. Nichols, the 29-year-old, runs away, and then a second beating. And for at least 10 minutes after the second decisive beating that lasted more than 3 minutes, no aid was rendered despite the presence of two fire department EMTs on site. So we could see even more charges against some of those police officers who were there, stood by, and did nothing.
The video prompting the Memphis police chief to disband the city's Scorpion unit, which included those officers. They are scheduled for a court appearance on February 17th. President Biden is once again calling for passage of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Four people were shot, one fatally, in Baltimore Saturday night. A woman and a two-year-old were wounded while driving in a car, which was then involved in an accident that injured a six-year-old. Here's Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott speaking at a press briefing.
More than anything, it should be anger for all of us. We're talking about someone dead, a woman shot, a child shot, another child injured, another person shot. Over what?
Police are asking for the public's help in their investigation. Former President Trump launching his 2024 White House run.
This campaign will be about the future. This campaign will be about issues. Joe Biden has put America on the fast track to ruin and destruction, and we will ensure that he does not receive four more years.
The former president speaking at a rally in South Carolina. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
New surveillance and police body cam is released showing Paul Pelosi's attack. Fox's Christina Coleman has more details from Los Angeles.
The 42-year-old suspect in this case, David DePape, has been described as a homeless man with a history of mental illness and drug abuse. The surveillance video of the October 28th incident involving DePape appears to show him breaking into the back of Pelosi's San Francisco home. Mr. Pelosi was still able to call 911, and he sounds hesitant to get off the phone with the operator. Now, authorities say DePape fractured Paul Pelosi's skull by swinging a hammer into his head after breaking into his home. Police body camera footage shows the attack.
Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi says she won't watch the video. Meanwhile, Paul Pelosi's alleged attacker, David DePape, called into the KTVU newsroom on Friday with a disturbing apology.
I want to apologize to everyone. I messed up. What I did was really bad. I'm so sorry. I didn't get more of them. It's my own fault. No one else is to blame. I should have come better prepared.
California's water supply getting a much-needed boost with its weeks of rain.
Thanks to rainfall from several recent atmospheric rivers, California's Department of Water Resources says it now expects to deliver 30% of requested water supplies in 2023, up from the initial 5% announced on December 1st. Helping the state's water project boost deliveries to 29 public water agencies serving 27 million residents. The department's director says the extreme weather helped fill reservoirs and dramatically increase the Sierra Nevada snowpack, explaining while it's not enough rain to end a severe drought in the state, it makes a significant dent.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Novak Djokovic facing off against Stefanos Tsitsipas in the Australian Open men's final later tonight. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.